Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Sort of mixed headlines really across the papers this morning in relation to the coronavirus. Firstly, the death toll yesterday. Another 43 people have lost their lives, bringing the death toll here now to 486. That's 43 more families all in mourning again this morning. And then when you look at some of the other headlines today, you know, the news that the growth rate of the new virus cases may have reached a plateau. This is the spread of COVID-19 may have reached a plateau, and its growth rate has slowed to close to zero as a result of the stringent lockdown measures that were enacted really back in March. And the country recorded the second highest daily death toll from the virus. New modelling data suggesting that we may have turned a corner in the fight against the spread of COVID-19 as it is now close to contained. But easing any of the restrictions will need to be carefully considered to try and prevent a further spike in the disease. This is according to the latest modelling that was carried out by the National Public Health Emergency Team. It was announced late yesterday evening. And their latest study suggests that the as you heard Kieran mention there, this reproductive growth rate of the virus, known as the RO, which measures how many people each infected person then passes the disease on to, it now stands between 0.7 and 1. And at the beginning, really, of this crisis, that RO here was roughly at around 4. So an infected person was effectively infecting 4 other people, now they're affecting 1 or just less than 1. And also, serious concerns have been raised again about the growing death toll in the nursing homes and in residential institutions. This follows the deaths of 9 residents at a centre that was, what we understood, was announced yesterday as well. Measures are ramping up to control the spread of the virus in some of the nursing homes, including what they've described as more focused testing. And that was according to details announced from the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, yesterday. We will have something, we will have more actually coming up on this story here on the programme in around 10 minutes time. But the story that caught my eye this morning is the front page of the Irish Independent. Calls for TD's travel expenses to be cut while the dole is limited. This is on the front page of the Irish Independent this morning. Deputies, TDs are still collectively entitled to about €250,000, this is collectively a month in travel and accommodation expenses from the taxpayer, despite limits on the numbers attending Dáil Éireann. And the sums involved come to an average of more than about €1,900 a month for eligible TDs, although they get greater or lesser amounts depending on how far they live from Leinster House itself. But the clock-in system has been suspended for the duration of the crisis, meaning that there is no way of knowing whether a TD has travelled to Leinster House. And the continued payment of the Travel and Accommodation Allowance, the TAA, despite the coronavirus lockdown, has now prompted calls for it to be cut back during the crisis. This is all according to the Irish Independent front page this morning. The Dáil has met only 6 times since the election and in, of course, reduced numbers for most of those sittings due to the social distancing regulations. Well, what do you think of that this morning? It's not a salary cut, it's an expenses cut. Should the expenses for TDs be cut back while the dole is limited during this period? You can let us know this morning. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. The other story on the front page of the Irish Independent this morning is cancel leaving cert now, says former Minister Rory Quinn. This is the former Education Minister and the former Labour Party leader calling for the leaving cert to be cancelled. Rory Quinn said that waiting until the beginning of June to be told what the detailed arrangements are for this year is not fair. He said students and teachers, not to mention families, are all affected by the uncertainty. It's an additional burden on young people. Writing inside the Irish Independent as well today, Rory Quinn made the comments, and in Northern Ireland, teachers will predict the grades they think the pupils would have achieved in the cancelled GCSEs and also in the A-level exams. We want to know, do you agree with the former Education Minister Rory Quinn this morning? Should the exam, should the Leaving Cert be cancelled here, or should it go ahead as planned at the end of the summer at some stage? You can let us know your thoughts on that story too this morning. You can also you can text us, and you can also get us on Twitter as well at BreakfastNT. I'm going to stay with education inside the Irish Times as well this morning. Just a story to note on that in relation to the timeline of the Leaving the timeline of the Leaving Cert. Students, Leaving Cert students who progress on to third level education are likely to begin their courses as late as November of this year. That's according to Education sources speaking to the Irish Times this morning. The decision to postpone the Leaving Cert until at least late July or early August means students' results and college offers will be pushed out much later than usual. Several third level institutions saying that as a result they're planning to admit first year students in either late October or in November under best case scenarios. And the exact dates will depend on the timing, of course, of the Leaving Cert exam, the duration of the marking process, and then how quickly the results and offers can be provided to students. The Irish Times says that's according to well-placed sources. More on that story, page 4 of the paper there this morning. Going to stay with the virus, just a few other stories of note to highlight to you as well this morning. Inside the Irish Independent, I think something that might unfortunately affect many of our listeners. This is the Irish Hospice Foundation. They're calling on the HSE to clarify whether family members are allowed to visit patients nearing death in care facilities, because the strict no visiting restrictions have been implemented in high risk COVID-19 areas and things like your intensive care units. But the Irish Hospice Foundation now looking for guidance from the health authority on how many families and on how families can make a request to the hospital or to the care setting where their loved one is. And the group is recommending that one family member should be allowed to visit every person who is dying in hospitals and care settings. Their CEO, Sharon Foley, said many people and staff in care settings have raised concerns regarding any person that's dying alone in a healthcare setting where family or loved ones are not allowed to visit or to be with the person at the end of life. And they're looking now for clarity from the Health Service Executive. And more on that story, page 5 of the Irish Independent this morning. Also staying with the Independent, a shortage of doctors. This is the rollout. We discussed this here in the programme about 2 weeks ago when it started. It's the rollout of the community GP hubs across the country where people who may have deteriorated with symptoms of the coronavirus could be medically examined has been slowed. According to Eilish O'Regan, who's the Independent's health correspondent, although some have opened, there are problems in some areas getting enough senior doctors to work in these community hubs. As the growth in new infections falls, there's also question marks over whether the national networks of hubs will be needed. It was originally planned that they would be confined to patients who'd been diagnosed with the virus who were referred for medical examination by their own GP, but they now have been expanded to include people who are symptomatic of the virus but do not have a confirmed diagnosis. Also, just to point out as well, inside the Irish Examiner this morning, called to cut prison numbers even further. The paper reporting this morning that measures to reduce the prison population, including the granting of bail and continued early release, must be ramped up to uphold the minimum human rights standards and to protect prisoners from COVID-19. That's according to the Penal Reform Association. The calls are made after a court ruled that a decision by the prison authorities to keep an inmate in a cell for 24 hours a day was justified given the challenges faced by the Irish Prison Service in having so many prisoners cocooning or in isolation. More on that commentary from the Irish Penal Reform Trust, page 2 of the Irish Examiner this morning. To some of the other stories, though, that you're going to be hearing more about today, also inside the Irish Examiner this morning, shocking footage has emerged of a sulky race early on Wednesday morning on the N22, this is the Cork to Killarney Road, in which carriages raced each other at 50 kilometres an hour speeds through traffic and onto the hard shoulder. The Irish Examiner reports this morning that the drivers were followed by at least two vehicles also occupying the hard shoulder, and Superintendent Flor Murphy of a Killarney Gardaí has appealed to witnesses for dash cam footage of the N22 on Wednesday morning to come forward and to give them any details that they have. Also inside the Irish Examiner as well today, almost one fifth of people attending at hospitals due to self-harm incidents in the first 6 months of last year were repeat presentations, while half were aged 30 or under. This is the National Self-Harm Registry in Ireland. Their interim report for the period of January to June 2019 recorded 6,252 presentations to hospitals. Just a few other stories online and in the papers this morning. On a lighter note, put a sock in it is page 9 of the Star this morning. Socks are among the peculiar toilet roll alternatives blocking sewers as desperate people are caught by stockpiling shortages. I didn't even think there was a stockpile shortage. It's been reported that a water treatment worker, this is in, says the amount of blockages caused by domestic customers due to socks has skyrocketed. Page 9 of The Star today. I was bullied as a redhead. It's racism, says 32-year-old model Lily Cole on the front page of the Daily Mail. And inside the paper this morning, she revealed that the damaging insults she endured at school left her with low esteem. And she also said that bullying is not dissimilar to racism. And finally this morning in the British Express, Heinz left to play ketchup in the Battle of the Sauces. This is a story in the UK this morning. A bottle of own brand tomato sauce costing 65 pence sterling has been rated the best in Britain. Heinz not even making the top 10, according to this report. The Sainsbury sauce was ranked higher than what they described as the posh versions, costing up to 10 times as much. We want to know, do you go for the own brand items, or maybe it's the label items you go to? Do they beat the big shot rivals? You can let us know on Twitter this morning at Breakfast NT.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk. Anyway.